This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Tonight, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker engaged.
A lot of surprises.
The romantic proposal with cameras rolling, plus reaction from their famous exes.
How annoying.
Then we're with Jason Sudeikis. Ready to end Ted Lasso?
Is it true?
And Katy Perry reveals Vegas show surprises.
I'm just going to give everyone what they want now.
Plus,
what's something that puts Gwyneth in the mood?
Our Gwyneth Paltrow exclusive, talking all things sex, love, and goop.
I mean, have you seen a picture of my husband?
And before dancing takes on Grease, only E.T.'s Inside the Ballroom rehearsals.
I got chills.
I got chills.
I think we've still got a little bit of work to do.
E.T. starts right now.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. If you know that theme song, then you know our guest host, Mr. Charles Shaughnessy.
This man is also a daytime TV legend. We're going to dive into your new bad guy role at General Hospital. I can't wait for all of that. But first, huge news, everybody. Charles, have you been keeping up with the Kardashians? Boy.
Can anyone keep up with the Kardashians?
No one can. Thank you.
Well, it's about to get even better because wedding bells will soon be ringing for Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker after his epic proposal.
Travis dropped to one knee inside a heart-shaped setup of red roses and candles. It was picture perfect, but an eyewitness tells us, as the 45-year-old drummer pulled the ring out of his pocket yesterday, he seemed a bit nervous. Our source says both are over the moon, and the proposal was everything Kourtney wanted. As for that ring, Kim zoomed in on the oval-cut diamond at the engagement dinner. It's estimated to be worth at least $500,000. Kourtney's mom, Chris, looking like the ultimate boss, posted this pic at the dinner. And yeah, that's a boom mic in the shot. It's a pretty safe bet you'll see the proposal play out on the Kardashians' new reality show, which is expected on Hulu later this year. The proposal comes after Kravis spent a long whirlwind weekend in New York, filled with coordinating outfits and a PDA-filled hangout backstage at SNL before Travis performed with Young Thug. But not everyone seems happy. Travis's ex, Shayna Mokler, who said his new romance was affecting her bond with their kids, posted, quote, temporarily closed for spiritual maintenance.
Travis and I haven't been together for almost a decade. We co-parent together, we're friends.
As for Scott Disick's reaction, so far, no comment, but fans have launched an online campaign, Operation Check on Scott.
It seems like you get really upset when Courtney is linked to other guys.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I just want to kill them.
He said, I just want to kill them.
Listen, I love y'all. I'm really here for Kravis, okay? Congratulations, guys. All right, now to somebody else that we love, our friend, Mr. Jason Sudeikis. The last time I saw you, you had hands full of Emmys.
Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso.
I did see a photo from an after party. How much fun did you
have? Yeah, I believe that Phil ended up in the pool. By his own choosing.
That's classic. Woo, woo, woo. Can we just put all this nonsense to bed about season 3 being the end?
I feel like a real coach. We can't look at season 4 when we're in the middle of season 3. We gotta take it one game at a time.
I could see a spinoff, like Rebecca and Keeley take whatever.
A new crime-fighting duo, like Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, or God. Yeah.
I love that idea.
You're doing something that would make your Ted Lasso character very proud. You're talking about malnutrition. So tell me about this partnership with Real Madrid, the football club, and also Abbott Nutrition.
I get very nervous for people that are giant supporters and fans of Real Madrid. I don't want them to think they're hiring me as a player or even worse, as a coach. So, you know, it's all about just using this nifty platform, help them increase the education and the understanding and identification of malnutrition. Happy to help.
Next week, Jason Sudeikis.
You are hosting SNL.
Yes.
Now listen, Kim Kardashian West got rave reviews, Jason Sudeikis. What you got? You
know, I mean, you know, I would say an eighth of her butt. So, you know.
Wait a minute, that went over my head for a second on a Monday.
I was like, I'm just gonna let that sit there. Like, she didn't hear it.
What's up with that?
Well, I have one idea. The running man, come on. The running man, come on.
I know, when all this acting stuff, you know, goes to crap, that's my plan B, is just to put out a workout video as the guy from What Up With That.
Charles, can you do the running man?
You can ask me to try. Slow motion. I can do the slow motion running man. How's that? More age appropriate.
That's amazing. Do you watch Ted Lasso though?
Yeah, I do. It's so sweet. It really is. And so charming at a time when, gosh, we needed to just have something to laugh at.
Oh, amen, for sure. Now let's get over to the team at American Idol.
Yeah, and E.T.'s Lauren Zima is with them.
Yes, I am here with the American Idol judges as they get going on season 20. And Katy Perry told me why she's gone back to her roots. We're going some dark hair now. Change it up.
I'm getting ready for Vegas. I'm just going to give everyone what they want now.
But are you prepping for Vegas right now?
Yeah, I've started working out, which I don't like doing. It's so fun what we've been able to create for Vegas. Everything is larger than life.
That Vegas residency kicks off in December, but today Katie's focused on finding the next American Idol. At the LA auditions is also where fellow judge Luke Bryan got a bit handsy with host Ryan Seacrest.
My dreams have been answered. Thank you.
Yeah, I patted Ryan.
How was it?
Ryan's butt. I'm just checking, make sure he's hitting the gym regularly.
And news just broke that Luke will make his hosting debut at the CMAs on November 10th.
Are y'all sure you want to trust me with this thing?
Now to Dancing with the Stars. Only E.T. was at camera blocking for Grease Night.
Look at me.
Look at me. No. Look at you two. How has that been to work on these songs? They're iconic.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. In these last 5 weeks, I've showed a really different side of me, going, you know, a little more revealing, going a little more hot, going a little more.
Okay.
I got chills.
I got chills.
I got chills.
I think we've still got a little bit of work to do.
Tonight, the order of songs mirrors the order of the actual musical, which means Cody and Cheryl close the show.
We get COVID together.
Cheryl.
We're going to finish off the night strong.
Grease OGs Frankie Avalon, Pink Lady Didi Khan, and even Olivia Newton-John are making special appearances tonight. Olivia also gave us this message of support.
I'm excited to see what they do.
Oh, now the pressure is on.
Yes. That makes me feel really emotional.
I think we're going to really do her justice.
And premiering tomorrow on ABC, season 18 of The Bachelorette, with Minnesota fifth grade teacher Michelle Young handing out the roses.
I'm ready to fall in love!
What can you tease for us?
They're gonna see me
laugh. They're going to see me get nervous. They're going to see me cry.
If you keep shoving things under the rug, they don't just disappear.
Do you have that person? Did you find out what you were looking for?
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely if I just spilled it right now?
Among the 30 men vying for her love, a neuroscientist from New York and a pizzapreneur from Florida.
Class is in session.
You have a couple A students in here?
Oh, more than one. Yes, absolutely.
Did anybody fail?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
But before the limos and roses, co-host Caitlin and Tayshia visit some of the guys and take a look inside their hotel rooms.
Starting night one, we get down and dirty. And we find some things that are not so pleasant.
Yes, everything written out to a T.
I felt a little guilty going through, but they were all laid out. And you start to see true colors, you're like, whoa. I mean, some of it, how do you even let this guy on the show?
My mother always told me when you go looking for it, you're going to find it. Okay? So while The Bachelorette is in search for her happily ever after,
Gwyneth Paltrow is all about keeping the romance alive.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with her lifestyle brand, Goop?
Goop. The candle. I know the candle. Yes.
You've been burning that candle, Charles?
Yes.
Lauren Zima sat down exclusively with Gwyneth to talk about her new show that takes sex talk next level. I'm blushing.
You guys go there.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how pleasurable is that?
5. Jackpot.
Was there ever a moment in any of the exercises you were doing when you thought, wait, can we do this? Can we film this? Will this work?
You know, in our first Netflix show, we pushed the boundary pretty far. So I think Netflix were actually relieved that, you know, this seemed was pretty tame.
We're having sex. It's a show about sex. Talk about sex.
In Gwyneth's 6-part Netflix series, Sex, Love, and Goop, which drops Thursday, she helps arm real-life couples with toolkits for enhancing their sex lives and intimacy.
These are my Wolverine claws.
What's something that puts Gwyneth in the mood?
I mean, have you seen a picture of my husband? It's like, you know, it doesn't take much.
That would be husband of 3 years, Brad Falchuk. He even hangs out with Gwyneth's ex, Chris Martin, as they co-parent 17-year-old Apple and 15-year-old Moses. How do you talk to your kids about sex?
Luckily, in middle school, they had a very thorough sex education, so the school handled, you know, the kind of birds and the bees parts, and then I'm there for any questions.
The 49-year-old is also on a mission to help other women get in the mood. She's launching a new Goop supplement.
So the supplement is to help support female, you know,
enjoyment.
Thank you.
I'll take a lifetime supply. Just saying. Let's keep these ET exclusives coming, Charles.
Yeah, indeed we will, with a behind-the-scenes look at Eternals.
Well, I'm sure that was fun for you.
It was.
Angelina Jolie is
the goddess of war.
Only E.T.'s on the set of what might be the most epic Marvel movie yet.
A lot of people are gonna see themselves as superheroes for the first time.
Plus, our one-on-one with Jamie Foxx sharing the story from his childhood that changed his life forever.
She reached in the moon pulled out a 38, knocked on the door. I said, oh my God.
Then Charles Shaughnessy on his return to General Hospital and a nanny reboot.
Fran had an idea, which I thought was really interesting.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm the man who had an affair with Helena. You're my son.
Yes, wow. Indeed. That is my guest co-host, Charles Shaughnessy, dropping bombs weekdays on ABC's General Hospital. You recently started, and you're a villain.
You know, I'm discovering stuff because I've come into a character that has this huge history.
Yeah.
I kind of say to the actor I'm working with, am I trying to kill you? Or are you trying to kill me? Have we slept together? What's the story? Just give me a quick 30-second synopsis so I know.
Well, I'm fangirling because, yes, I loved me some Shane Donovan back in the day. But the masses really fell in love with you, of course, with The Nanny.
The hell with Mae Ling.
So your real-life daughters grew up watching you and Fran Drescher together on The Nanny. Was there any confusion when they saw Dad getting romantic with another woman on TV?
Maddie wouldn't like it. She'd go, did you kiss the girl? Don't kiss the girl, Daddy. I said, honey, that's what sport is this house.
That's right, so I'm kissing, okay? Last year, you and your castmates had like a virtual reunion.
Yeah.
Did that lead to talks of a reboot?
Fran had an idea, which I thought was really interesting, and it depends on a lot of moving parts. There's also been talk of a musical, stage musical on Broadway. That's part of the conversation.
Making it musical.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility.
There's nothing this fella can't do.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm co-hosting Entertainment Tonight, you know.
All right, sit tight. We've had a lot of fun talking, but you've got some hosting to
do. I got some hosting to do.
We got to put you to work.
Right.
Yeah, and we're also talking to another famous daddy, Mr. Jamie Foxx.
I was the Disney dad and didn't know it. Let's just go to Disneyland. Let Mickey Mouse fix anything.
The Oscar winner opens up about his single dad struggles.
My daughter told me, hey, I didn't really like you.
Plus,
I've had to survive. I certainly have had to find a path.
Our Halle Berry exclusive. And
there were more deviants than you said.
Only we're behind the scenes with Angelina Jolie and her Eternals co-stars.
I think Eternals is the most epic movie that Marvel has done.
There were more deviants than you said.
Well, I'm sure that was fun for you.
It was.
Athena, she's the goddess of war. She can manifest different weapons, which was very fun.
Yeah, that's Angelina Jolie talking about her new movie, Eternals. What we know from our exclusive look behind the scenes, co-star Salma Hayek's a great horseback rider and Kumail Nanjiani can dance. They're just a few of the superheroes who have protected the Earth since the dawn of time.
Ajax, she's kind of the leader of the Eternals. Her power is healing.
Cersei, she has the power to manipulate matter, and she's had a long-running on-off relationship with Icarus.
How long were you together?
5,000 years.
Well, I guess you can call that long-term.
The movie that serves as an origin story for the MCU hits theaters November 5th.
I think Eternals is the most epic movie that Marvel has done, and I really, really mean that.
Woo, that's a high bar to set there, Kumail. Well, this MCU fan right here, me, will be hanging with all the Eternals tonight at their big premiere, and we're going to have that for everybody tomorrow.
And another star in the Marvel family, Mr. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
He'll be reprising his villainous role as Electro in the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home, Kevin.
Yep.
Yeah, and that hits theaters just in time for Christmas. But right now, Jamie is focused on his biggest role, being a dad, and he is holding nothing back in his new book, Act Like You Got Some Sense.
Ooh, did he dedicate that to you?
Okay, you got jokes.
I'm just saying.
It is all about the trials and tribulations of raising two daughters in the Hollywood limelight.
There was a real struggle in your life between a party Jamie Foxx, then the family Jamie Foxx.
I remember taking Corinne to a party when she was 13. She's like, Dad, I'm not supposed to be here. So what I did learn to do was invite them. Let them see what their dad was doing. Because my daughter benefited from her uncle being Leonardo DiCaprio. And then my youngest daughter, Rihanna, pinching her cheeks. And what it did was it allowed them to see the artist. It sort of worked out.
It's been bring your daughter to work and sometimes to the party for Jamie's girls, 27-year-old Corinne and 13-year-old Annalise. But the Oscar winner told me that along with the joys, he's been through an awful lot of pain as a single dad.
I was the Disney dad and didn't know it. I was out running, trying to make sure everything was great, but I was missing time. And so when I would show up, let's just go to Disneyland. Let Mickey Mouse fix anything. The emotional potholes will just fill it with Mickey Mouse. And at one point, we end up in front of a therapist. And my daughter told me, hey, I didn't really like you. She said, hear me out. The Disneyland and all those things was great, but all I just really wanted to kick it with you.
Jamie gets real in his book, Act Like You Got Some Sense. That is what his late grandmother Estelle always used to tell him. She was fiercely protective and would pull a gun on anyone who dared mess with Jamie.
Tyler Perry, everybody see Madea. My grandmother was first Madea.
You better back the hell up out of my face.
I'm crying outside. My grandma said, what's wrong with you?
And it's that cry. Someone's down there. Who did what? She said, come on, we're going to walk down to the house where this just went down. She reached in the moon. She pulled out a 38, knocked on the door. I said, oh my God. The people that answered the door, she stuck the gun there and said, listen, this boy's special, okay? He going places. I don't want to have to come back in here with this 38 and have to fire it. It just made me feel like, man, she's willing to walk through any door to make sure I have what I need to flourish, so I can't mess it up.
Jamie's out here making his grandma proud. He's currently on tour supporting his book. He was at the Apollo Theater Saturday night. He will hit L.A. Wednesday. You know who else is out and about? Our very own Matt Cohen. He is making the big leap and kicking it in the Windy City with a special guest.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Chicago on the set of the new Fox show, The Big Leap, with this guy, Scott Boley.
And I am bringing all the right moves.
Yeah, Scott showed me his moves, but that's where it ends. He lets this flash mob do all the dancing in tonight's episode.
We've got like 45 incredible dancers, spilling out from everywhere.
The big dance sequence came together thanks to practices 5 to 7 hours a day.
What's it like watching the team put this together?
The best part for me is that I'm not actually a part of it.
Charles, you know what I'm waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
General Hospital, the musical. You ready for that?
I'm ready for that. Give me a song and dance at General Hospital.
Maybe that's a bad idea.
Yeah, forget it.
All right, coming up, what's the project that has all these Hollywood Wonder Women coming together?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
She's cultured. She's a cover girl. Ooh, Tiff Haddish.
She ready.
Oh, it was so much fun. Tomorrow, my exclusive with Tiffany Haddish.
She ready.
Oh, she's ready, all right.
I love her so much.
And thank you to Mr. Charles Shaughnessy for being here today.
She ready.
I love this suit. I've been eyeing it all day long. Yeah, I'm going to take it. Why don't you walk out?
You're looking pretty sharp yourself.
I mean, this is a romance brewing here, guys. You can catch Charles on General Hospital weekdays on ABC. And listen, guys, this week, we are going to be with Elle's Women in Hollywood honorees. And we're going to leave you now with a behind-the-scenes look at their cover shoots. Night, y'all.
See y'all.
Angelina balancing on ropes and hanging on drapes. Gal Gadot dancing in the grass. Rita Moreno serving looks. Elle celebrating Hollywood's most resilient stars of 2021.
Liken myself to a survivor in many ways, being a Black woman, not only in the world, but definitely within my industry.
I don't believe in boxes. I do not believe in limits. And you definitely can't limit the women of Hollywood.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.